You sort of, it's useful to have a look about now. So you'll find that in the LearnJCU there's a directory called subject materials. Inside that there's exam papers. So go and have a look at last year's exam paper. But remember, you wouldn't expect to be able to do very much of it at the moment, but it'll give you a feeling for how long it is. And it's useful to sort of have in mind, you know, how much work you've got to do as you go through the semester. No, but we do a mock exam the week before the end of semester, and there'll be answers for those questions that you go through. It's usually about half of a real exam's worth. It'll be from some previous year, but it won't be last year's. And at that point, you'll have a bit of a feeling for how you're going to go in terms of the following week in your exam prep, like whether you're going to have to put your foot flat to the floor or whether you can just sort of go calmly. And that depends on how hard you party during the semester more than anything. Okay, metal complex formation. The metal complexes, and I've already mentioned complex, what is it? It's the combination of ligands bound to a metal. And in this case, when I said that the beryllium had four water molecules attached to it, then those water molecules were behaving as the ligands, and the metal sitting on the inside then was bound to it. Now, the complex does not fall apart when you put it into water. So that beryllium with the four waters attached to it is a unit, and that unit then is the metal complex. So it's a discrete molecular unit. Molecule is one of my favourite things to quiz people on in second semester to make sure people's definitions are tight, and it's usually handled in a pretty ordinary fashion. Discrete is the key to defining what a molecule is. So in your answer, what sort of bonding would you say is present in a molecule? So you've got ionic and covalent to deal with so far. Any clues from school as to what sort of bonding you would find in a molecule, like water? Covalent's good. Yeah, covalent's good. Yeah. Now, yeah, no, once I go into subsequent years, I always go back and ask stuff from the year before. And this is where people have done just the year before, and they can never remember. They just vaguely remember, so don't worry about it. But it's trying to get you to go, okay, well, I'm a little loose in my definitions of molecule. Go and have a look at the textbook and just sort of recap on that. The more times you do it between now and the exam, the more likely stuff is going to be there when you need it. The reason for trying to lock in things like molecule, it's such a widely bandied about term, molecule, but when I actually put somebody on the spot and say, give me a definition of a molecule, especially if I do it on a level where I ask people questions, 9 times out of 10 I won't get a decent definition coming back the other end. So it's good then to sort of try and strengthen that one up. So it's a compound with covalent bonding. It could be a molecule with covalent bonding, but there must be a discrete unit. That's the key. It doesn't just fall apart. You can see an H2 molecule floating around if you go cold enough. You can see a water molecule, which is a compound floating around as a discrete unit if you burrow in at the right level. In contrast, you put sodium chloride into solution, you've got to heat it now really hot, and you don't see any sodium chloride. There's a sodium floating around completely independently of the chloride. So that's the difference between the two. So all of these ionic oxides and hydroxides that we've talked about, that's how they behave when they're liquid. Whereas we talk about the species here, this thing then has got sodium with two water molecules and an acak ligand. This is now an organic ligand. And that whole unit then floats around in solution as a discrete entity. So acak's a classical inorganic chemist's ligand. It makes quite nice stable complex